It's an undeniable trend. Fewer Americans are having babies. Just over 3.6 million were born in the U.S. last year. Sounds like a lot, but that's down 23% from back in 2007.
It's everything from less unintended teen pregnancies, that's a good thing, to women possibly having more kids later in life, to a whole other sort of social factors such as anxiety about the world and the cost to have children. All of it put together is likely why there are declining fertility rates, not only in the United States, but worldwide.
Women are waiting longer to have babies. Birth rates are rising among women in their 30s and 40s, but experts say not fast enough to replace births from younger women.
There's many reasons people are delaying childbirth. Part of it is people are getting married later. People are more career-driven. It's also less affordable now to not work.
But fewer children born overall means a declining population, raising concern about the labor force and wider economy.
I'll be known as the fertilization president. That's okay. That's not bad.
To address the issue, the Trump administration has unveiled Trump accounts, investment accounts for children born after January 1st last year that come with a $1,000 government contribution.